What's up guys, it's Jeffrey here, and today is gonna be a little bit different style video. As you can see, I don't have the charts up, I'm on the camera, I'm on your screen. If you're not subscribed already to the channel, guys, please, please, please hit that subscribe button right below this video. All right guys, so why I quit my full-time job to become a full-time Forex trader. Let's go over basically the five top reasons that I did it. So number one is you get paid every single day when you're trading. So I mean, obviously, if you're not a profitable trader, you're not gonna get paid every day. You may take losses and stuff like that. And everyone takes losses. But at the end of the day, you also have to realize that as you become profitable, your strike rate and your win rate is higher than, you know, most traders. So you may be 70% of the time profitable. So the 30% of losses that you do take don't affect your account because you're overall profitable. So when you understand that you can get paid every day for learning a skill set and then just applying that skill set into the markets, it's pretty much game changing, because no job at that point could pay you what the markets could pay you. So that was my first main reason for leaving. Like I can't expect something, you know, I can't work for someone else and do something that I'm not as interested in, while also knowing that I could be making more money for something that I am interested in and like have a passion for. So, and that's Forex, that's trading. It just kinda, it's one of those things that I just personally enjoy. I like the lifestyle that you could live from it, but I also like the work that it requires. I like to go on the charts and be on my computer and work from anywhere, versus having to show up to a facility and, you know, dress a certain way and all of that in order to go to work. I just don't prefer that lifestyle. So it's not for everybody to be an entrepreneur, but I prefer this lifestyle, and I also prefer to be my own boss. Like I don't want someone telling me what to do and when to do it. So that goes into to reason number two, which is if you don't like having a boss, then you probably don't like the place that you work. So more than likely you want to be able to work from anywhere. And with that, you have trading. Trading, you can work from anywhere there's Wi-Fi. So I could work at Starbucks. I could, you know, go fly to Minnesota. I could fly anywhere that I want to and go trade there because I have Wi-Fi. As long as I have a Wi-Fi connection, we're good. And for example, right now I'm on the roof of the building that I live at, and I can just trade up here. There's Wi-Fi up here. So you don't have to be anywhere, you know, specific to be a trader. You can trade from anywheres, and that's the beauty of it. I don't want to work a job if I can trade from anywheres and also get paid every day versus waiting 2 weeks. It just makes sense for me to be a trader. So step number three, well, not step number three, but reason number three for me leaving is I'm answering only to myself. So I don't have to answer to anybody. I'm answering strictly to myself on a daily basis. I do the things that I want to do, and I'm also responsible for the things I do or don't do. So, you know, for example, if I don't mark up the charts, then I'm not going to have an accurate read on the pair or the chart that I'm looking at. So I'm doing myself a disservice by not doing that. So it would make no sense for me to not mark up my charts, because then I'm not going to get paid. So I'll get paid more by putting in more work, by studying harder, by marking up my charts, staying active, like within Forex, the community. And by doing that, I'm basically able to do the things that I want to do when I want to do them, as well as be accountable for my actions. So a lot of people want to be a trader, but they're not also able to be accountable to themselves. So maybe you need someone else to hold you accountable. Maybe my videos will hold you accountable to do the things you need to do. But regardless, you need someone or something to hold you accountable for this career or this profession. Like if you can't hold yourself accountable, then you need to get someone to hold you accountable for it. So just guys, like I understand that you want to be your own boss, and I wanted to be my own boss, but it honestly took me 2 years to understand how I was going to be my own boss. And it took me working for someone else to kind of understand the mentality you have to have when you run a business. You have to treat it like a business. You have to do things other businesses would do. So you have to be consistent with whatever you're doing. You have to put in work for it every single day, multiple hours a day. So I'm on the charts 12 to 15 hours a day. Normal people work a job 8 to 12 hours a day. So it's the same thing. It's just about, you know, are you just looking at the charts? Are you marking up the charts? Are you looking for setups, back testing? Actually be working when you're doing it and not just be like using it as a safe way for you to essentially think you're working. Don't fool yourself and actually be working. So another thing with quitting my job is, obviously if I work a job and I'm trying to trade on the side, I have a lot of my time is taken up by simply doing work for someone else or doing my own work. So by me being a full-time trader, I can now have so much more time to give back to the Forex community and people that are upcoming traders or someone who may be an experienced trader who hasn't had, you know, success with strategies that they've tried learning or any of that. And I just enjoy being able to talk to you guys that are starting out or even experienced, because it's so much better for me to be involved in a community that I actually care about and have seen success from, versus like just doing a simple basic job at just a normal company, retail or whatever that may be. So in terms of me being my own boss, I just don't want to have to rely on, you know, another boss or even a paycheck from that employer, maybe that retail shop or whatever it is. So that's essentially, you know, having being able to be my own boss, to create my own paycheck on a daily basis, and to be able to give back to you guys by helping you understand, because a lot of people don't understand. By me helping you guys understand this, it's helping me understand it better as well. So I'm learning every day that I'm trying to help you guys. Like, I'm learning from you by maybe you ask me a question and then it makes me realize something I didn't realize or something like that. It's just, it's a win-win for both of us, because by you guys asking questions, it helps me out. And then by me giving you the feedback, it's helping me and helping you as well. So the last one is pretty funny. No job can pay me what I'm worth. And this statement may be true for a lot of people out there, but in your head, if you're working a job right now, then more than likely, they probably aren't paying you what you think you're worth. You probably expect to be making a certain dollar amount per hour, a certain number every 2 weeks. But the thing is, they're not paying you that because in all reality, they don't think you're worth that. They don't think your job duty or your job description is worth that amount of money. So for me, I took it upon myself to say, okay, I'm gonna be accountable for myself and do all the things I need to do and get to the point to where I don't have to work for someone else. By doing that, I'm able to get paid what I'm worth, because there's no cap on your income when it comes to trading. You can make $500 a day, you can make $10,000 a day, it doesn't matter with trading. So at the end of the day, I want to get paid what I'm worth. And yeah, I mean, those are the main reasons that I don't want to work a full-time job, and I quit my full-time job, because at the end of the day, no job can give me those things that I'm looking for. So hope this video resonates with some of you out there. I know some of you are probably still working that job and are literally in the same place that I was in not long ago. And I just want you to know mainly that as long as you keep pushing forward and you're working towards it, you'll get there. I was able to do this. Tons of other people, they're just average people. We're average people that were able to do this. You can do the same. It's literally just amount of time, patience, consistent effort. You'll get it. Like, you just have to put in the work for it too. So I hope this video was helpful, guys. If you enjoyed it, please leave a thumbs up on the video right below. And also, if you haven't subscribed, again, make sure to subscribe to the channel. That way you're notified every time I post a video. And I will see you guys in the next video. After this track, I might need me some lozenges. I ain't about to go soft. This rapping shit lately been pissing me off. Guess these words are kind of just...